Ka. It means holy worship. Join me, your host, Robert Randall, as we delve into biblical instrumentation and music history to discover the sounds behind the words of our Savior, Yeshua, Messiah. Family in Jesus Christ, Boker Tov HaYeshua Messiah. Welcome to Season 2, Understanding the Sounds Behind Our Master, Yeshua Messiah. Before we jump into our examination of the woodwinds, let's open up with a word of prayer. Abba Elyon, the God that we worship, the God of covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of judgment and mercy, who makes and keeps His promises. We ask for your Ruach here to fall upon us today, to be one with you and you and us. Your love in us and our love in you. Help us to be a kingdom people for your name, that Hebrew Nation Radio, its producers and broadcasters, will continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom into the loving arms of your salvation. May you provide for our continuing ministry of your word. In Yeshua's name, amen. Our first instrument in the woodwinds is the kalil. The kalil was made from the shin bone of an animal or varied woods if addressed in season 1 of our string series. Its reeds were made of cane or steel. Tongues, attached mouthpieces, were also made from river reed. Both reeds and tongues were attached to the instrument with wax cords or rope to prevent loss, which were fastened together before playing the instrument, much like the modern oboe or flute that requires assembly. Some point out that they may have been carried separately in a tongue box, making curious references to John 12, verse 6, and 13, verse 29, translating Judas Iscariot's money bag in English translations as a money box in the Greek texts. The kalil could be played from the side, like a flute, or straight as an oboe or panpipe. Greece and Rome added a means of support with a leather headband called a capistrum, giving support to the head and cheeks while playing. Contentions abound whether this instrument belongs in the flute or oboe category. One such argument stems from the Arabic mizmor. Dennis McCorkle says, "Due to the exciting flavor and timbre of the instrument and its distinctive modes, the reed pipe was a popular instrument of the people and was used extensively in celebrations. Linguistic pronunciations of this instrument use kalil as mahol, Strong's H2485, and mahaloth, H2490. Dr. Steiner adds, "The derivations of some of the ancient names of flutes are very interesting. Kahil or kalil, from the root signifying pierced or bored through, tibia in the Latin, from the fact that it was often made of a shin bone, like the Greek allos." With this knowledge linguistically and the cultural exchanges apparently between the nations of Greece, Rome, and Egypt, it is possible to categorize this instrument as a reed flute that causes a sound much like an oboe or the allos, which can have two parallel flutes side by side for greater variety of octaves, and the other is a standard wood flute, much like a panpipe, blown as a modern wood or metal variety that we see in modern orchestrations. Therefore, the modern evolution stands as either culminating in the oboe or the flute. Machol. The Machol translation is based off of the King James Bible as dances. Shemot Exodus 15, verse 20 describes Miriam the prophetess singing and rejoicing with the women of Israel as one example. Therefore, the Machol, or dances as its translation is considered to be a panpipe by many. McConkle and the Exodus passage would fit contextually because it is an instrument that is normally used for dancing accompaniment in joyous times, as it was in the Middle Ages with the pipe and the tof and timbrel drums. Other passages arguing for dances are found in Nebuchadnezzar's band. Amidst Daniel chapter 3 would also have had a makhol present. Tehillah, Psalms 30 verse 11 says, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing, makhol. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Augustine of Hippo comments, "Thou hast turned my mourning into joy to me, whom I, the church, having received the first begotten from the dead, now in the dedication of thine house say, Thou hast turned my mourning into joy to me. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Thou hast torn off the veil of my sins, the sadness of my mortality, and hast girded me with the first robe, with immortal gladness." Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 31, verse 5, describes Israel as God's virgin bride, which will be restored in times of mourning or trouble. Then shall the virgin, Israel, makhol, dance. For our purposes, we will designate this instrument as kalil, as it is more familiar to a Greek Western audience. Judges 11, verse 34 shows Jephthah's daughter coming out of his house, celebrating his return with timbrels and with dances, makhol. It is seen to fit, based on the Greek Septuagint, the Latin and German translations, that this would fit a woodwind because of its festive description causing one to dance. Being derived from the same root as kalil, meaning bored through. Archaeological digs have uncovered two ancient Greek flutes that were discovered in a tomb displayed at the British Museum. The age of the wood is extremely frail and are unique in composition, as no other record bears their likeness. Another pair of ornate Italian flutes were discovered in Christ Church at Oxford during a renovation of a room used in the 16th or 17th century. Uniquely covered wood with black leather and engraved with silver with the college's coat of arms, played for celebrations or funerals. Furthermore, some Egyptian flutes depicted in iconography are not to be found in any Assyrian or Chaldean monuments, giving rise to the position that the Hebrews and the Greeks adopted its use. The kalil was played during feasts used in Pesach, Passover, and Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. It was also used in funerals. Two players of the kalil were hidden as to give a place for God in the midst of the mourners to comfort them. McConkel comments, "Its unique ability to transmit emotion also made it a staple sound at funerals, where it could emulate the plaintive wailing and sorrow of the mourners." Most likely a direct cousin of the Arabic mizmar still in use today in conjunction with traditional dances and celebrations. Scriptural citations show the kalil in 1 Samuel 10 verse 5, detailing prophets coming to meet Samuel with a psaltery, nebel, tabret, tofen tambour drums, pipe, kalil, and harp, kinnor. When Solomon was crowned king, kalils were celebrating his coronation. The people piped kalils and rejoiced with great joy, 1 Kings 1 verse 40. Yeshayahu Isaiah describes the people of Israel having a joyous song in their hearts. Thousands of Israelite men, three times a year, for feasts, fulfilled this song, perhaps traveling merchants and shepherds piped as they made their way to Jerusalem. Ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept in gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a kalil, and come into the mountains of the Lord. Isaiah 30, verse 29. Jeremiah Yirmiyahu prophesied the destruction of Moab, says, "I will cause to cease in Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places, and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kires. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure, saith the Lord." While not a major instrument, it certainly has biblical origins that, while debated as to its evolution, it certainly is plausible, based on what we know of reed instruments, that this was the oboe or the flute of ancient Israel. Either way, its scriptural references certainly show it to be an instrument of jubilee during feasts and Shemitah jubilee years, see Vayikra, Leviticus 23 and 25. The use of similar words, such as mahalath and machalath, will be addressed in another episode, along with leonoth. Suffice it to say, these address Hebraic vocal music in the Tehillim, or the Psalms, as a means of temple worship. In conclusion, the kalil while varied in its linguistic evolution, holds true as an instrument of joy and sadness, used in processions of feasts and funerals. Its modern evolution fits as either a flute or oboe, and scripturally, in context, as an instrument of dancing and sorrow. Before we listen to the final audio segment of our broadcast today, I'd like to reach out to you, Family and Messiah, and thank you personally. Your donations to our broadcaster, Hebrew Nation Radio, make this broadcast on the air possible 3 times a week. Also, your prayerful donations to this podcast help me, your host, make better audio recordings and invest in needed equipment. I also am able to invest in starting other podcasts, such as The Fellowship of the King, as well as the podcast that is already being scripted called The Three Torahs, comparing the three different texts of the Torah. Today, we're going to listen for our final audio segment to Adam Gilbert, a professor at the University of Southern California, who is going to talk about the early woodwind instruments, and he's going to play them. Now, I must apologize for the audio quality, as there were not two mics, one for Adam and one for the instruments, so you will hear a fading of his voice as the recording goes on. However, you will be able to get a good example of various woodwind instruments. And I'd like to thank Apogee Mics for the ability to record this segment in a new and clearer format. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is the simplest thing. This is a recorder. And this is, if you think of a recorder when you're in school, it's about the same size, but it has more turns and like nicely turned furniture leg. That's actually because that's a Baroque style of instrument. This is a copy of instrument around 1600 or 1620. So it's a little bit different. And this is, they used to just call this the flute or the flauto dolce. The recorder comes from the word remember, recordare, because that's what birds did to their mother's song. They remembered him. This was probably the simplest of the simplest and was associated with shepherds and things. But people also played variations on this. So, for instance, I might play a tune like, I might go like this. I messed up, but you get the idea. I could do divisions. Greensleeves, for instance, a favorite recorder piece. If I go, but another version of Greensleeves is, it's a variation on Greensleeves. Same chord progression. Now, here's an instrument that has an oboe inside. Conical bore chanter. It's got some tuning tape on there. You don't pretend you don't see that. Because I play it in a bag, I'm blowing a bag. I can't articulate with my tongue like I do on other wind instruments, as I did on the recorder. So I use my fingers. And listen to this. This is not going to be perfectly in tune because I didn't know you wanted me to play bagpipes today. So another way of tuning this is to play a very short melody note. Now, this is the chanter. It means that's the singer. The word cantare, you know that word, chant? That's the part that sings. And here is the drone. And you're going to notice this is, okay, this is made out of plastic and metal, but the original drones like this were just made out of cane with a tongue slit out by a knife. And that's the origin of the clarinet style reed. There's a kind of bagpipe called the Hummelchen, which means the little bumblebee, because this is called the Hummel, the drone. You know that composer Hummel? And I've got a shoelace that I borrowed from one of my students when my strap broke. This is just to keep my... This is going to be one thing that's going to be different from what you think of Highland pipes. My drone is going to stick out in front. Ba-da-dum. It's not in tune yet, but you get the idea. I've got a, my bag keeps the air pressure like a football, and then the air goes out of these two tubes. Name for the bagpipe, actually, there are lots of names. Dudelsack means duduksack, a flute with a sack, a pipe with a sack. But zampogna means sound together, symphonia. But another word, gaida, means goat. Gaida comes from the Semitic root of the word gadi.
Okay.
Gadi, which is goat's body. And you'll actually see that the gaida has the horns and the whole thing. Yeah. And when you inflate that, little bones inflate out of that thing. And it looks. Yeah. This is the bagpipe chanter, and removed from the bagpipe chanter with a double reed, same kind of reed in there. And this reed, when I blow into it, it crows. This is what's called the crow. That's the reed vibrating, opening and closing. Now here it is, a little more control. And that's really working like my vocal cords, I think. And then I put it on this amplifier, and that's what makes the, this is the instrument that is the Renaissance version of the oboe. It's the shawm. This is, I think of this instrument in one of two ways. I either think I'm playing in C like a soprano instrument, or in G like a G alto kind of instrument, depending on the music I'm reading. But in fact, the bottom note is D. But in fact, the bottom note is D at A465, which means it's a modern E flat. So they didn't think the same pitches we did, same ways, and they differed by instruments. But this is a, this was that instrument they used for improvising dance tunes over dance music. And I'll give you just a little, here's what it sounds like. Outdoor instrument, very directional. You can see, if, will I kill you if I do this? Here's the direction of how. So this is really made for outdoor playing. They're made to play in pairs of shawms or in trios or quartets with trombones or trumpets, and they're made to play really pure intervals. So when you hear a fifth on this, a pure fifth, boom, it rings out. Improvisational style, they'd use syncopation, things like this. They call this instrument the dulcian, or the fagot, which means sticks, fags of wood together, or the bajon, bassoon. This is the French started calling this the bassoon in the 17th century. But here, let's see. Doesn't have the same range as a modern bassoon. I can't really do Rite of Spring on it too well. I can't quite get up to Rite of Spring on this, but you can see the instrument quality is a little beefier, than less refined from our modern standpoint, but it cuts through an ensemble of shawms. And this was an instrument that was also popular using for doing variations. If I go,
once again, brethren, I leave you with a meditative Tehillah from a book of Davidic Tehillim, Psalm chapter 15. God loves integrity. Yehovah, who will abide in your tabernacle? Who will dwell in your holy hill? The one who walks with integrity and works righteousness, who speaks the truth in his heart. The one who does not slander with his tongue and does not do evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor. He honors those who fear Yehovah, the one who swears to his own hurt and does not change, the one who does not put out his money to usury nor takes reward against the innocent. The one who does these things shall never be shaken. If you want to live in God's presence, you must walk with integrity and do the works of righteousness, always speaking the truth. The way in which you prove that you really fear Yehovah is that you keep your word even when it hurts. Through your God, you have the power to manifest faithfulness. Always honor Yehovah, your God, by walking in integrity.
If you'd like to find out more about your host, you can go to my official website at robertrandallmusic.com, where you can read my bio and see the various projects that I've worked on for with One Accord Ministries, as well as listen to my albums. My first album, That Perfect Moment, a solo piano relaxing album with background orchestration of original composition works, an EP, as well as my second album, which is a classical piano album called A Classical Baroque Musician, featuring some of the most well-known beloved classical pieces from three genres of classical composers, including Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, and Chopin. You can also find me on social music media on Soundbirth app, which allows musicians to collaborate as well as promote their music on Spotify and YouTube, and get advice from music managers on how to better their craft and their ability to be a better musician. You can also find me on bandlab.com at Robert Randall Music. You can also find me on soundtrap.com or the Soundtrap app. Robert Randall Music. Soundtrap is a digital audio workstation allowing for aspiring musicians to create audio content via loops or through live instruments, as well as connect with musicians all over the globe on the Skype platform and the chat platform to create works of art in music, as well as podcast content creation for distribution on the Spotify platform. Whether you're a solo musician, a band, or an aspiring content creator, Soundtrap is the platform for you. Also, if you're an educator wanting to teach your class using the creative arts, Soundtrap is also a great way to teach your students in a very fun and creative environment. Finally, brethren, we are not here without your precious prayers and financial support. To Heber Nation Radio, Intervision FM, and our podcast providers, Heber Nation Radio is a 501c3 ministry, a radio broadcast, and a bookstore, delivering the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom prophetically for our name, destiny, calling in the body of Christendom, and delivering the Torah to the nations, to those curious about the Hebraic roots of the Christian faith. Heber Nation Radio, building a nation, not a denomination, now reaches a million visitors every day on HeberNationOnline.com, on the Heber Nation app, as well as on the Heber Nation Online podcast, and the newest engagement in our mighty network's Heber Nation Online community. We'd like to thank Roland and the crew for all that they've done to support Holy Worship. You can also listen to Holy Worship as an individual podcast on whatever podcast platform that you get your podcast provided on. If you enjoy Holy Worship, the music of the Bible, please consider making a donation at the link included at every podcast description of every episode on the podcast to keep us going with our podcast provider on Anchor.fm. We'd also like to thank Johnny Johnson and crew at Intervision.fm for also broadcasting our podcast every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on Intervision.fm. Intervision.fm is an online radio station broadcasting us on KINV-DB internet radio on Live 365 on the 365 app and website for internet radio. Intervision FM recently won the 2021 Denver honoree of the Mayor's Award for excellence in the arts and culture. And that has been an award that's been presented since 1986. You can find Johnny Johnson and crew on YouTube or on various Denver TV networks, as well as on intervision.fm. And listen to their radio station and watch their YouTube show as well every Wednesday. Thank you so much, guys, for allowing Holy Worship to be broadcast on Intervision FM. It is a unique opportunity as well for those who are in the blind and visually impaired community and those with various disabilities to be able to learn the ability to broadcast their content, be it music or podcasting, on online radio. And Intervision FM works with its mission to educate people with disabilities to have a voice in the Denver community. So we thank Intervision FM for all that they're doing, especially for someone who resonates with their vision to help people with disabilities to have a voice, not only for the gospel of Christ, but for those seeking to have a voice through the soul and operation of music. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. And I hope that you have a blessed Sabbath. And until next time, I'm Robert Randall, signing out. Be blessed, everyone.